This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be careful you aren't served a heaping helping of celebrity slop. Joining us to tell us why is Julie Smith. She is a media instructor at Webster University, also speaks internationally about media issues, and is an author as well. Julie, what is celebrity slop?
Well, first of all, it's just a really fun phrase.
Isn't it?
Celebrity slop. Celebrity slop is when false accounts on social media platforms will generate AI versions of celebrities and create stories about them, like Phil Collins is dying or Bruce Springsteen isn't good with kids or something like that, to increase engagement. So they're hoping that nobody really pays attention to the message and just engages with that post so that they can earn followers, increase their engagement, and then monetize their accounts. It always comes back to the money, Megan. It always comes back to the money. But we're so obsessed with celebrities, it's really a smart tactic.
It is a smart tactic. And I think for probably some people, they probably don't follow those celebrities closely enough, like, to know if it's crazy or not.
Right.
Because
right.
Celebrities do kind of nutty things sometimes.
And it can be very current events oriented. Like, there was a really, really popular piece of celebrity slop talking about Stephen Colbert starting a new television show after his show was canceled, which it sounds plausible, mm-hmm. right? It sounds plausible. Well, that got 200,000 reactions in like the first hour, even though there was no truth to it. And so a lot of people are making a lot of money on our ignorance.
Talk about the technical aspect of this. How does this end up in our feeds or in front of our faces?
If we have clicked on anything that's remotely similar to any of the celebrities being used, the algorithm knows that. We have to remember that the whole point, you know, that the smartest people in the world are on the other side of that screen trying to make sure that we never log off and never leave. So they're going to continually feed us what we have already told the algorithm that we like. So on YouTube, for example, it could be a video that we've watched all the way through or something that we've liked or shared. Anything that we've liked on TikTok, you know, the algorithms know us probably better than we know ourselves. And so they know exactly how to steer us in particular directions.
So basically, there's a computer program mm-hmm. that is continually surfing what people are doing online and on apps. Mm-hmm. And then it turns around and selects information and drops it in their feeds
and gives you more of what you want. I mean, think of it like, when you log on to Amazon, your Amazon landing page is different from every other person's in the world. Your Spotify page is different from every other person's in the world. Your YouTube page is different from every other person's in the world. And that's because the algorithm knows you so well and knows what you like. And that's the whole point of it.
What is the real danger?
With celebrity slop?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the real danger is the fact that we just consume slop, for lack of a better term, without any critical thought at all. That we we're not doing any of the lateral reading to see if these stories that we see about celebrities are actually true. And plus, I think there's danger in just worshiping whatever celebrities do.
When we talk about this content, then I find that people share it or they talk about it or, you know, and so it just kind of perpetuates, even if it's not the algorithms doing it.
Right. And there's a term called performative sharing, where we tend to share things online as a way of showing someone that we knew something before they did, as a sharing as an act of performance. And I think that celebrity slop really plays into that, especially if you can look like you knew something about a celebrity before someone else did.
Do you think that if more people knew how they were being manipulated, and we phrased it that way, that these things are manipulating you, they're manipulating you at your basic, like, human level, the things that drive you as a human being, do you think that would set off more alarm bells for people?
I don't know if people would care.
Care because it's entertaining?
Well, yeah, and it's stuff that I like. Like, I know that Instagram manipulates me because it only gives me ads for bags and shoes, and it knows that I'm a dog person, right? And so, yes, I'm being manipulated, but it also means I never see anything I don't like to see. So it's a comfortable manipulation, I guess, is one way to put it. And I can see why people wouldn't really care.
Now, you mentioned lateral reading. I've had these discussions with in my own family with my kids about, okay, so I need to do lateral reading, but how do I know other sources are reputable and factual?
Well, that's a tricky question.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I would see if at least a handful of mainstream or reputable, I'm using air quotes, reputable news organizations are covering the same story. If no one is covering the story about Phil Collins dying or Stephen Colbert's new show, that's a red flag, right? But I think you just have to take everything with a grain of salt and dig around. But that, see, that takes time and effort. And we're scrolling 300 feet a day, and nobody really wants to take the time to dig around.
Wow. Julie, thank you so much. Always appreciate you coming in.
Oh, you bet.
That is Julie Smith, Webster University media instructor, joining us this morning on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.